Morning, everyone. Providence is an amazing thing, and throughout all of our lives, I suppose, we see what may just be a coincidence. The scriptures speak of coincidence, but what is more than that is when God's hand can be seen in the intersection of events in this life, and obviously then he is controlling these things and helping us to understand greater things than just what we see in this life. We as a people, of course, have found that there's no such thing as miracles today. I don't believe that the nature is being set aside, but at the same time, providence, God's working within nature and helping us and working with us is undeniably so. I was reminded of that just now as I had no contact with anyone about that last song and selecting it. But it is just absolutely the most perfect introduction to the material that I prepared for this morning. I was told that you have a theme for this year of growth in Christ. You're trying to focus on perfecting yourself and the congregation so that you might be more effective workers. And that for this month is the theme of loving service, you know, and good works. So I was thinking about those things and getting ready, selecting material for this morning. And what I had decided to do is to present a lesson this morning that has to do, if you'll look at that last song, and this is where we have our providential intersection, of seeking the lost. I suppose what happens to you, same thing happens to me, when I first think of that song, seeking the lost, do you think about brothers and sisters in Christ? I think most of us don't. We see the title, Seeking the Lost, and we think those that have never come to Christ, those that have never known the joys and the blessings that we take for granted now as members of the body of Christ. But if you look closely at that first verse, it says, Seeking the lost, yes, kindly entreating wanderers on the mountain astray. So there's a mountain that's in the first figure. Come unto me as message repeating, words of the Master speaking today, going afar upon the mountain. But it says, bringing the wanderer back again. The song is clearly built on losing a sheep and going out to find it. And we think in terms of being out on the mountains, you know, to find that sheep. But yet, the song can be understood both ways, seeking those that have never come to Christ, seeking those that are lost now because they've fallen away from their Lord. So that's exactly what we'll be talking about this morning. First, those that have never come to Christ. Then this evening we'll be having a lesson that is about relating to those who have been Christians, who've walked among us, whom we've come to know and to love and to appreciate, and then seeing their faith falter, seeing weakness, seeing them less and less until we become concerned for them and hopefully then go out to be seeking them. So our lessons this morning, first for those that are not Christians, then for those that are tonight, and all with a view to loving service. We are the servants. They are those who need to be served. And so our considerations all this morning and again this evening will be about doing those good works, being the kind of people that are then serving rather than expecting to be served for those that are not currently walking well with their Lord. It's only an oblique reference, but as you've come to know, I try to always have some sort of title slide and background slides that have something to do with the land of Israel itself. I selected this morning this great pit that you see from an artist drawing in 1839. But this is the location for the Pool of Bethesda where that lame man was healed.